And right now, 72 degrees in Randolph and Guilford County. Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Dr. Gainey, Superintendent of Randolph County Schools.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I was sitting around last night trying to get my body clock back to some kind of semblance, which was totally unsuccessful. But anyway, I was just thinking, Monday, schools start back in Randolph and Guilford counties, too. And I was trying to think of a day during the calendar year that evoked more emotions than the first day of school. and not just the students, the teachers, the assistants, the bus drivers, the cafeteria workers, and on down the line, et cetera, because the emotions run from dread to looking forward to it, from sadness to happiness, and every emotion in between. I want to know what your emotions are right now.
Well, it's always a very exciting day and very excited to see the kids come back. And obviously in the last week and a half, we've had staff come back. I prefer to see school buildings full of people because that's what they were built for.
Yep.
So even when I was a principal, I tell people when I was a principal, the summers, yeah, they were okay. But I always loved the energy that the staff and the students brought to the school building. So, you know, summer was okay, but after a while it was, well, let's get the kids back. Let's get the staff back. So seeing the yellow buses roll on Monday will be exciting. We've already had a little bit of that with the early college, which started on August 5. Mm-hmm. But the other 31 schools will start Monday, and it will be exciting. You know, public schools, school in general, is a big part of our society.
Absolutely.
Children, school-age children being in school is a big part of our society. And when school works well, everything else works well, too, because everybody has their role in society. And whether it's a child going to school and learning to move towards the adult life and the workforce, or as when, you know, parents have, they're out in the workforce now, it fits in our society in a bigger picture than maybe some people ever think about, especially, you know, some things we've been through in recent years. When school got interrupted, it caused a major problem with the operation of society. So I'm very proud to be a part of that, very proud to be a part of that piece of society and how it works. And, oh, it's just exciting to see the children go from 1 year to the next. Watch them grow, watch them learn, and watch them start, you know, every year they dream more about what their future looks like. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's a big part of school is getting kids to dream about what their future looks like.
Okay, I got to mention this because I am, so they say, retired. I don't know how much truth there is into that, but I got to mention this. There are a lot of job openings mm-hmm. out there in Randolph County, in practically every county in North Carolina, as far as I know. Some of these jobs would be great part-time jobs for someone. Is that true or untrue?
Yes, and we are creative because there are retirees who can come back in limited capacity based on the retirement system rules in North mm-hmm. Carolina, and we do get creative. Our principals are very good at this. Our HR department's very good at this. Of maybe taking two retirees and putting them together to fill a full position.
Right.
And I was doing that as a principal. You know, I've been out of the principal ranks since January of 2009, so it's been a while back. But even then, I did that on occasion, you know. And so we welcome people who would like to come back and do part-time roles. We also, there's another piece out there that, you know, a lot of people don't realize. If they have a four-year degree, there's a real strong possibility they could teach.
Yes.
And we can help them with that transition and get them lined up. If they have any interest, they need to reach out to our human resources division or reach out to me, and I'll get them to the human resource division, because there are a lot of people out there that may not have a certification to teach, but would be fantastic teachers or may have always wanted to teach. And the key right there is that 4-year degree, and let us
right.
evaluate it. But we still have a lot of support roles as well. It's a big corporation in many ways. I mean, I don't know where the numbers are, but for many, many years, we've been the largest employer in this county. I don't know exactly. I'm sure we won't be once Toyota gets here, but I'm fully staffed. But and there may be a company that surpassed us. And for some reason, I think somebody may have just gone above us. But, you know, it's not just teachers and principals and school-based staff. I mean, we have a tremendous maintenance facility staff, transportation staff, HR, finance staff. I mean, it's all the way across the board.
So we've gone over it now. So roughly how many openings do we have right now? I'm talking overall in the county.
Last time I looked, which was about a week ago, we had 90 classified, 90 certified.
Mm-hmm.
But we did add some positions in with our ESSER money. We gave every school an additional teacher position this year.
Right.
We gave every elementary school an additional we gave them two additional teacher assistants. So you add that in the mix too. So we put some more positions. Every middle school received a certified interventionist position. So you put those in the mix, and that changes a little, that adds to your staffing. And we've used some of our ESSER money to do that, to try to provide additional support as we try to get back in that, try to make up some lost ground.
And I do want to mention, of course, we do have the job openings there. We want everyone to, you know, if you're looking for part-time employment, whatever the case may be, please get in contact with the HR department. But there are always, and I remember this specifically since my wife taught for almost 30 years, at the beginning of the year, there were so many things that were needed, you know, and one thing that comes to mind for some strange reason, like Kleenexes.
Yeah.
In the classroom, paper supplies, art supplies, you name it. It was always needed, and, well, a large part of that portion came out of our pockets, of course. So don't want to say we're begging or anything, but there are always supplies that are needed, and we invite everyone to please get a hold of the schools, please get a hold of the teachers, whoever, and just see what they need.
Because, yeah, and the teachers have supply lists. That's been around as long as I can remember. This is year, I'm getting ready to start year 30 and start year 10 here. And the teachers here do as good a job as anybody I've ever seen, and they're just tremendous, and the principals, and they do that. And our parents have always been so supportive of our schools, and that does not go unnoticed by me. They are a major factor in our school system. And if anybody, you know, one of the things I've said over the last 2 years, we wouldn't have made it without the three groups, the students, staff, and parents working together as a team with all that went on. But the parents were tremendous in helping us stay in school these last 2 years.
Now, open houses, as I understand it, I think the high schools and the middle schools have already had their open houses. But tonight is going to mark a monumental thing, because tonight is the elementary school open houses. Always fun. Always.
Well, I've had a chance. I went to Trinity Middle, Wheatmore Middle Tuesday night, and the energy was just unbelievably high. Randleman High School, Wheatmore High School last night, and here we go tonight with some elementary open houses, and very much looking forward to it. It's just great to see children and parents and staff smiling, and I just, you know, I think a lot when I go to an open house, what would I feel as a parent if I was bringing my child in? And I have, you know, I've had one graduate, and I've got one that's still in high school here. And I think about the experiences that I've had just as the parent. And it's just exciting at open house. Teachers and school staff members they're in a special class by themselves.
Absolutely.
And if you want to know why they're in this business, watch them at these events. Watch them in the classroom with kids. There's a special, you know, you've got the counselors, you've got everybody out there working to make sure everybody has that smooth transition in. And it's just unbelievable to watch.
Okay, I got to mention this morning, and I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here or anything like that, but anyway, there was a lady who was on the Board of Commissioners in Buncombe County, of course, Asheville and that particular area up there. And I haven't confirmed these numbers. I have no idea if they're right or not. She says there's 6,000 vacancies in North Carolina right now as far as openings are concerned. She also says there's a $6 billion surplus that's available in Raleigh. And she has said, and this is highly illegal, and I know it's illegal, but she has said that she thinks the teachers should walk out for more stuff. Is there any chance that anything like this could happen in Randolph County? Because it seems that Buncombe is in a bit of an upheaval right now.
Well, I'll say this. I hear different things around the country. I hear different things around the state. And what I keep my focus on every day I get out of bed is Randolph County.
Right.
I haven't heard that. I know that we have some very high quality, high character people throughout this school system. This school system is full of high character, high quality people, and I'm going to keep my focus on them, and I'm going to keep my focus on these kids. And some of the noise that's out there around us,
there's a lot of
surrounding
noise.
Areas. I would tell you, I get up every day and I'm thrilled to know that I'm part of this school system, and I'm going to keep my focus on the great people that are here. It's not even that. It goes beyond who's with us. You know, I have an opportunity. I mean, it just seems like every time I turn around, I meet people who've been in the system, who have such pride in the system. And, you know, it's exciting just to meet them and know the history they had in the system and what they did to build the foundation and help it keep going forward. So I'm going to keep my focus on the Randolph County school system, and we'll continue to work at it and do the best we can to take care of our employees and our kids.
I tried to get you, but that's a good answer there.
We've been in a tremendous we have a tremendous support group beyond the employees with our board and our commissioners, and I value that. I value that. Everything's not easy to deal with, but it sure does make it a lot more manageable when you have what we have in the system with employees and students and parents. Mm-hmm. And then when I go beyond that and work with the group I get to work with the board and with the commissioners, that and our legislators have been, never been farther than a phone call away from me. And that's something that I always wanted to be a superintendent, and that's what I hoped would happen wherever I landed. And it's 10 years later, and I put that on top of the list, those relationships.
Also, one thing I do want to mention, Tim Moody over here, the spin doctor, as I call him, always sends some notes out to me before our interviews here, which, of course, I never follow. But anyway, there's quite a bit of a moving around, as there is every year within all the school systems. There's a lot of new assistant principals, a lot of new principals, et cetera, et cetera. And we want to make sure that everybody gets to know them.
Well, and I'm really proud of this. We're starting the year. We had two new principals last year, mm-hmm. and they were both assistant principals with us before they became principals. We have three new principals this year, and two of them were assistant principals last year, and one of them left us to be a principal 4 years ago and came back. She was one of our assistant principals. So I'm pretty that makes me feel good when our people are getting opportunities. So we do have three new principals. Judy Cagle will be at Farmer Elementary. Lori Johnson will be at Grace Chapel. And Carla Miller will be at Hopewell. And we have nine new assistant principals. And I say nine because some have moved different positions. But Sean Garrett will be at Eastern Randolph High School. Jessica Green will be at Randleman High School. Lauren Ross is moving. She was just at Archdale last year. Now she'll be at Archdale and Farmer. Carrie Cole will be at Coleridge and Seagrove. Stephanie Hatcher will be now at Southwestern Randolph Middle. Lorenzo Davis will be at Randleman Middle. Nicole Duncan was at Hopewell and Randleman Elementary last year. This year she'll be full-time at Randleman Elementary. Brittany Teague will be at New Market and Tabernacle. Last year she was at New Market and Seagrove. So when you see some of the movement, some of it's pieces of their job. And then Matt Smith will be at Southwestern Randolph High School. So I'm really proud of I'm really proud of the opportunities that the three new principals are getting, and I'm really proud of the opportunities these assistant principals are getting as well. We do have a new leader of our exceptional children program, Heather Cox, but she was number two through last year. She was the second person kind of in charge, and she's bumped up. Brooke Johnston, our EC department chair, has moved over to be in charge of MTSS, and Jamie Smith. We've added an assistant director for transportation. And Jamie was already in transportation, and he's in that. So you can see, if you look at it, there are some people coming in, but there's also been some great opportunities for people to move forward inside our system, and I'm very proud of that. It's not from my end. I'm proud of the way they have learned and grown and put themselves in that position to get these opportunities.
It seems to me every year, and let me do just a little something here, and we'll talk for a couple of more minutes. One of the most challenging aspects that you have are bus routes every single year. And you mentioned Jamie there, and I was just going to say, well, bless his heart. That's about the only thing I can say. We want to make sure that everyone exercises some patience because these are 31 schools. That's a lot of moving parts. I mean, that's a lot of things happening, and it's all happening at one time.
Well, without a doubt, we have the best transportation director in the state of North Carolina, Wendy Anderson, and her staff. Jamie's been with Wendy for a while. So that was a very smooth transition there, moving him up to the leadership role to provide more support for her. But, yes, the first of the school year is always, you know, with bus routes and, you know, you have stops that wind up not staying in because they're not used. We have to watch that, which ones do we eliminate, which ones we don't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of adjustment during those early weeks of the school year. But Wendy and her staff do it. There is no one's better than them. No one's better than them in what they do. So we'll start school. School's starting, and they're going to come back. So, and the buses are going to roll.
Patience and communication. The two keys, I do believe, coming up every year. It's going to be a blast, as it always is, of course. And Dr. Ganey, thank you very much for coming in today. What would you say is the number one challenge that you have before you this coming year?
Really just continuing to get back into routine and continue to drive forward. One of the things I talk about is any movement forward needs to be celebrated instead of – I'm not one that says it's got to be this much for us to get excited. Mm-hmm. Let's just keep moving forward. That's, you know, one of the statements I use a lot is move the needle forward and minimize any backward movement. Sometimes you can't prevent backward movement. And so if it's going to happen, let's minimize it. But let's celebrate. If it's someone's test scores go up by 0.5 points, that needs to be celebrated, just like the one that goes up by 10. But it's in all areas. I say test scores, but that's not the end-all, be-all. You know, if we have X number of vacancies at the end of 21-22 school year, and now it's down to a certain number. Let's celebrate that. That's progress. And we're going to continue to move forward and try to get better as a school system because the community deserves it. That's what they expect, and that's what they deserve.
Excellent. Dr. Ganey, thanks again for coming in. We appreciate it. Tim Moody, the spin doctor over here, we appreciate him coming in here too. And we'll talk to you later right here on The Zoo.